Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Zinga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the power of the blood. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I welcome all of us again to this broadcast. And I believe that as God lives, we will be blessed with this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. As the presenter, just like I said, today's broadcast topic is the power of the blood. So we will lay more emphasis on biblical reasoning of the blood. But we want to use the physical thing to be able to understand or to relate it to the spiritual thing. I believe without any apology that God created heaven and earth. Him alone is suffering, self-existing, immortal. Having said that, I'm not saying it based on reasoning. Because if we want to engage our reasoning or rationality, we might not be able to confine God. God, in his infinite mercy, has given or endowed man that he created in his own image with absolute freedom. When I say absolute freedom, I say and I mean absolute freedom. He showed man what is good and what is bad. And he gave him two choices. I haven't explained good and bad. It could be a mix. This is not about religion. But I'm briefly paraphrasing the sovereignty of Almighty God. When I said absolute freedom, it is the freedom God gave humanity that made him to place Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, surrounded with the knowledge of good and evil. Having said that, we will go into today's broadcast, the power of the blood. I believe human beings, all of us, created in God's image, we are spirit beings. But Johnny, in the physical flesh. And that this flesh, which is material thing, holds an immortal soul, which is immaterial. So that is the limitation of human knowledge. Because the Bible says, heavens and dominion and everything were created by God. So you will see the limitation of the human knowledge in the sense that there are some existing beings, though we are not seen by our physical eyes, but believing that they were existing. The power of the blood. I want us to just give us a very brief medical terminology of the blood and relate it to the scripture. The natural, or let me say, the common definition of blood is the fluid consisting of plasma. Then there is consisting some cells and platelets that is circulated by the heart through the vertebrate vascular system, carrying oxygen and nutrients to and waste materials away from our body tissues. That is a very powerful definition. But as well, when we go to ancient physiology and mythologies, it was believed that blood is one of the four human physiology, or part of some cell found in the blood vessel. And it was believed that those things found in the blood vessel causes cheerfulness. I tried to differentiate the functions of the blood. And I said that is when I try to link it with the ancient belief, which is even believed today in this today's study of temperament, counseling, and every physiology and psychology. I just try to pinpoint only two. I said, functions of blood can be related to temperament, disposition. It could be a fighter or animating force. That is live blood. You know, the Bible, by the revelation, make us to really understand the importance of blood. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11 to 14, Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11 to 14. I want to read, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It reads thus, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out his blood and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. His blood sustains his life. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is his blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off." I'm going somewhere. While I tried to meditate on verse 11, you know, I discovered this and I believe. He said, the basis of blood atonement, that is the life of animals and of woman, is in the blood. That is, if a creature loses its blood, it loses its life. Now, the Bible said, I've given you, or I've given it to you upon the altar. The interpretation to this means that I've given, that is, emphasize that blood has no intrinsic power to atone for sin. I will repeat. Blood has no intrinsic power to atone for sin. God appointed blood to have this power because it represents the life of the creature. The life may receive atonement only by the sacrifice of a life. You know, I will sustain that in another scripture. You know, the power of the blood. Because this explanation is so powerful. Blood in science or in medical, the function of the heart is to pump the blood. But you know, the doctors can stop the heart for several hours to perform operation, and yet the person still living. But if any human being loses blood more than necessary, it causes the brain to lose the oxygen, and if the brain is dead and the blood lost, there's no more life. That is a fact. And this is what God is telling us. Even when we think Moses or the olden days, they were not the medical doctors, they didn't go to school. But God, in his own infinite mercy, made them to understand, you know, what the discovery for today is the power of the blood. And when we read, it makes us to understand, as we just know that and we believe that, even in the operating room, the skillful doctors or surgeons try as much as possible for a person not to lose too much blood. For, as established in science, even in the scripture, blood is life. And he said, it is God that appointed blood to have the power for sacrifice. What the blood does mean in the physical body is to just sustain the life. When I mean life, L-I-V-E. You know, I will say that one about the function. I said it is believed in the disposition of temperament. In the study of temperament, it was believed that those people with high blood or heart blood, they exhibit some certain characteristics of temperament. And the Bible confirmed it that the blood sustains life. And that is why God is saying that the children of Israel might not eat it. And even in the science that we just even read, that this is a life block, that is a vital or animating forces, and it circulated by the heart. And the function is to carry the oxygen and the nutrients to run and waste material away from our body's tissues. Now, let me tell you one thing about what the Bible said again. You know, I haven't just discovered that the blood has no intrinsic power to atone for sin. But God appointed blood to have this power. It does not necessarily mean that God kills somebody. That person is bad and he died for that person, that he can atone for that person. He cannot. The function of the blood, what you have just read, that is, it's just like a fluid, a rubbish fluid invertebrate that is formed by the heart through the arteries and veins, supply tissues with nutrients such as oxygen and remove waste products. It consists of a fluid, just like a plasma. But the creator of humanity knows the importance of blood, because when there is no life, then the blood runs out. And the creator of man, or the creator of human being, which is God, haven't given humanity a perfect knowledge. Human beings constantly lose our freedom. But because we are created in God's image, it's impossible for God to possess his own image. Just like it is impossible for me to look at myself in the mirror and believing that it's not me. So God knows, because it's unknown God, he knew that before the creation, that the human being that is going to create before. And he wants the humanity to understand some elemental power. And that is why he makes us to understand that don't eat blood, don't shed blood. Blood is not blood of animal, of human being. It is not a replacement for the sin or for the fallen world. But what God is saying is that when there is life, life is real. Sin is real. Disobedience is real. And the atonement for losing or life cannot be replaced by any other man than life itself. And this is what is being corroborated in the book of Numbers, chapter 35, verse 33. Numbers, chapter 35, verse 33. He read us, New King James Version, I'm reading. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood divides the land, and no atonement can be made for the land for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. Remember, God appointed blood to have the power of atonement. atone for offense must be a purer blood. But unfortunately, the race of humanity was corrupt. Just like this philosopher Aristotle said, he said, wickedness corrupts man's nature and gives him false principles and evil measures of all things. The nature of humanity, after the fall of humanity, make human beings to be bad. Because wickedness has corrupted all human beings. We can see, if we think and you read history, you will see the wickedness in humanity. You will see how human beings perverted the justice. You see the innocent being condemned and the wicked is being free. Don't be surprised with this. Even Solomon, in his wisdom, cannot comprehend it too. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 17, and Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, you know, you will see all these things here. The power of the blood. All these commandments that God gave to humanity, He wants us to know the importance of the blood. For human beings to reconcile with God, there must be a shed of blood. And that is why, even during the time of sacrifice, the animal were using to cover the sin, the innocent animal, because the animals were not created in God's image. It is the image of God that disobeyed God. And God can never forsake His inheritance. Something needs to be done. Remember what I just said in Leviticus 11, I mean 17, as 11, that the life of animals and of humans is in the blood. If a creature loses its blood, it loses its life. And the assumption that I give that was in the first 11, I believe it means that blood has no intrinsic power to atone for sin. No blood. Because the word I keep means that I appointed, God appointed the blood. That is, God in His own sovereignty appointed blood to have the power of atonement. And that is what this podcast is based on, the power of atonement. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, Romans, chapter 5, verse 9, much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath. You know, that is a powerful message that I want us to just ponder on as you are just listening to this broadcast. I've just given you the brief description of the blood in the modern language. You will find out that it's the same thing even by the revelation. Blood sustains life. When there's no blood, there is no life. When the oxygen is depleted from the brain. The brain becomes dead. You might not even be skillful in this arena, but everybody knows that. And we know that all human race, there's no value for even blood of humanity no more. And that is life. And God created man in his own image. And man is lost and abused the absolute freedom that God gave to him. And man succumbed to deception, illusion of devil. And from that day onward, there is no redemption for any humanity except through the acceptance of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ by his blood. Because we are all guilty of shedding blood. And in that book of Numbers 35, verse 33, he said, I will repeat, Lord, I just quoted, so you shall not pollute the land where you are. For blood divides the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it. That is, we are all guilty of shedding blood because fear and murmuring, kickback, false accusation, wickedness, the thought of woman. You might not never prophet have never carried gun and kill somebody. But what about our conspiracy? There's something that I was written on, that I was deliberating on now, that called God conspiracy, Satan delusion. Our conspiracy. We have even caused by our actions, knowingly or unknowingly, has caused many hurt to many people. You might not know. Like I said, human being, we are spirit beings. And the spirit in man is more powerful than that human being. Though we are being sustained by this elemental blood, because that is part of life. That is what God used to host what is immaterial soul. And that is why a God that created heaven and earth has right to say this you have to do and this you must not do. And that he knew that if anyone take life, that the life of that person has to go for it. Then, in that wise now, you find that all of us, we are guilty. But God, in his own mercy, provided a pure breed blood, which is free of any guilty, came to this physical world with this reddish flu that I'm talking about, and that shed his own blood to satisfy God's demand in the book of Numbers 35 or 33. And he make it available for all of us. As it is written in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 9, by his blood we shall be saved from the wrath that come. By the blood that was shed, we are being declared righteous. And I would like you to ponder on this. And let us think about our way out through Jesus Christ's blood, because in him it is the power to deliver and to save. Thank you for listening, and I believe if God, Jesus tarry, you will tune in for the next broadcast. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast on August 4th. Please tune in for another broadcast on August 18th, on which the topic will be When in the Darkness at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.